99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News confirming that Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. ABC's Michelle Franzen has a look back on his life.
Robert Redford's breakthrough role came in 1969 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first.
Nope.
And you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Redford and Newman teamed up again in 1973's The Sting, and that same year it was Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were. Redford went on to win a Best Director Oscar in 1983 for Ordinary People. Asked once about the Oscar race.
If you're talking about a race, the Oscar race, that I have no use for.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robert Redford was 89 years old. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Southeast Wisconsin residents should register now for federal assistance with flood damage. Those in Milwaukee, Washington, or Waukesha counties whose home or property has uninsured damage from the August floods can now apply to receive money from FEMA to help make repairs or replace those items. An Oconto County man is banned from hunting this year after illegally baiting bear. Federal prosecutors say 64-year-old Timothy Collar illegally put multiple oversized plastic bait barrels in several locations. Collar also damaged natural resources to access the baiting sites. He's also been fined $3,000. And the Department of Natural Resources wants to hear from you on its Wildlife Action Plan. It focuses on conservation of rare and declining species and habitats. There's more information on it on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan webpage.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 804. More musical mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here is Sheryl Crow on Max FM.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. I'm
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 8:11 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 60. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny, a high of 84. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. On Friday, afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances are possible. Partly sunny, a high of 78. Look into the weekend, chance showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 60 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM Studios in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, we have a flash sale in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com till 9 a.m. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine here in Baraboo, just $12.50. The Green Vine offers fresh, made-to-order smoothies, teas, specialty drinks, wraps, salad, ice cream, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Again, half off that $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. Shop local and save big. Emily, what a great deal on a Tuesday morning.
I know. Gotta love a flash sale. Gotta love supporting small businesses, getting yourself a little certificate to keep in your back pocket. So if you want to take yourself out for a bubble tea, a smoothie, or, you know, anything that they offer on their menu, you just have something ready. So I think that's a wonderful plan. Go for it.
Indeed. And you and I were talking briefly about modern stressors, because as I was trying to talk, my computer was logging me out of things. And, you know, there are a lot of things are a lot different now than they were 20 or 30 years ago. For example, you used to have to wear pants while picking out a movie to watch in most jurisdictions anyway. You know, just saying.
Boomers. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, if you rolled in your, you know, whatever's to like Blockbuster back in the day, they were not trying to have you rent movies there. They would probably pick up the phone and call someone about your behavior. I'm not sure.
Oh, I guarantee they would. Not saying it ever happened, but boomers and Gen Xers are talking about modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Now, Emily, here are some highlights. I'm going to start with number one is cyber criminals. There are a lot more ways for bad actors to gain access to your personal information than there used to be back in the days of dial-up, or before that, typewriters. What's number two?
Typewriters.
What's number two on our list of modern stressors, Emily?
Sure. All of social media. Done. I don't think there's much more to say about that, except for I will, because, you know, we're gonna. It's not just all the chaos that's being shoved in front of your face. It's also having to carefully curate the stuff that you share, not to mention worrying about the likes, comments, dealings with cyberbullying. So, yeah, there's many levels to how that can create stress in your life. What is number three on our new stressors in the last 20, 30 years, Dave?
Number three, people didn't have a camera in their pockets all the time. Public filming can be invasive, and not everyone wants to be constantly photographed, even with friends or even when they're making a public appearance in the area and then having people acting goofy about it. So, yes, that's just not a cool thing, you know, and been a victim of that. What's number four on our modern stressor list, Emily?
Whether the news you're hearing or reading is factual or not. News sources have always been a point of contention, depending on what or where they come from. So back in the day, you'd say, you know, don't believe everything you read kind of thing. But before the internet, I mean, you did have your news sources and you could hope, fingers crossed, that you could trust something. So that's becoming many, many layers of more complicated as well with all the different sources of information that we need to consume. Just in case you're joining us right now, we are talking about modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Boomers and Gen Xers are talking about this, and we want to bring this to your attention. Dave, what's number five?
Number five is deep fakes of modern stressors. Yeah, there are people out there pretending to be people, and yes, they're called deep fakes. I'll go with number six as well. Shaving. Everything? Whoa, what? What does shaving everything have to do with being a modern stressor? I don't know, maybe my face.
Trying to keep up with the Joneses.
I just don't get it. I don't understand that. I've just got questions all over that one because, okay, shaving everything. The only thing that's getting shaved is my face and occasionally my head every 6 weeks or so because they keep good track of me, but not shaving. Yeah, I'm just leaving that alone. Number seven, I'm letting you have that one, Emily.
Well, I mean, I may be a woman, but I don't understand why this is a stressor. Botox and lip filler, not a stressor for me because I would never want to do that.
No.
What happened to having thin lips or flat butt? That's not a crime. Still not. So, you know what? Just move on through that one. I think everyone just, you know, let that alone. Don't let it stress you out. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't. Just move on through your day. Number eight, Dave, what do we got in list of modern stressors that you know us Gen Xers and our parents, the boomers, are talking about?
Number nine kind of make me chuckle. Number eight is texting. Returning a text, and there's all that anxiety about it. What anxiety is there about responding to a text? I mean, I do know that occasionally there's people that text, and then you got a family member that someone may say, oh, I'm nervous when they text me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to reply. But me personally, not an issue. Again, Emily and I are talking about modern stressors that didn't exist 20 to 30 years ago. And what is number nine, Emily? I knew you would like this one.
A little quick point. Okay. All right. We'll get to number nine and then I'm going to go backwards for a hot second because Dave just wants me to talk about this. Clearing your inbox of all your emails. Yeah. This person says I have to clear mine daily because seeing that I have 100 emails bothers me. Not me. Not at all. It does not stress me in the least until, you know, Google tells me that I don't have any storage space left, and then I buy some more, and then I clear everything out, and it still tells me that. So that stresses me out that Google is trying to scam me and make me just spend more money on my, you know, memory and storage, because I'm good. But anyhow, I mean, my emails are my filing system. Like, come on. That's why you don't delete anything. You need to have that information and who sent it to you. Just saying.
Well,
in my job, you have to do that anyways. In my real estate job. This
right.
job, you know, we're talking in real time. This emails don't mean anything here right at this exact moment. But I do want to hearken back to number 8. We are talking about modern stressors that baby boomers and Gen Xers maybe do not feel, or they are feeling newly. They don't really, you know, this is not something they grew up with. Texting, returning a text, and the anxiety about it. So I have kids, right? And I have a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I do question them about, what do you mean you're not, you know, you're in a conversation right now? So for them, because they did grow up with texting, right? That is the way to communicate for them. They don't know any other way. Sure, mm-hmm. they do call still.
Yeah.
For them, texting is that conversation. Essentially, it feels like hanging up on someone in the middle of a conversation. So if that kind of brings out what that would could feel like to us, like if someone was in the middle of a statement, you wouldn't just like leave them hanging and hang up the phone, right? So that's how it feels to them. And that when I tell them, get off, you know, get off the phone, stop texting, they're like, but I'm in the middle of a conversation, that would be rude. So it is a different experience. I don't feel that. I'm just like, all right, cool. If I don't say anything back, that means you know that I'm done with this.
Right. Okay. And I get that part of it. I mean,
so I just wanted to give those Gen Zers and Alpha Generation their dues right now, because they do have a different experience in their life, and I watch it. So we are talking about modern stressors, though, that we didn't experience as Gen Xers. And I can tell you 100% that boomers did not experience at all. 10, I'm going to leave you to 10 because I love this.
People using the word literally all for no reason. I find that stressful, literally.
Literally stressful. Oh my God, it's literally like that. Guess what? Every time someone says that, the exception of like 0.001%,
right.
It's not literal at all. Like,
yes.
It's not happening. I use it all the time, and it's just kind of something that's sprinkled into my language, but I literally don't think that it's literal at all when I use it. So I don't know. What are your feelings about those folks? Do you use literal? Do you use literally? Do you think you'll use it when it's appropriate? Probably not. It's all good though.
Well, and that's funny because I used to have a friend that would say irregardlessly all the time to be a smart aleck, you know?
Yep. And so, it's not a thing you can say. That doesn't mean anything.
No, it's not. It's kind of like Seinfeld. It was a show about nothing. Just saying.
I have some Seinfeld in my life. I keep telling myself that. And then at evening time, when it might be time to watch TV, I choose some streaming series and I need to just turn on Seinfeld and call it a day, because that would probably make me a lot happier than watching, you know, really dark stuff like I tend to do. So Seinfeld all the way. Somebody check with me tomorrow. Make sure I watch Seinfeld tonight because I think I need it.
Yeah, I think you do. I think that's a great idea. All right, Emily. So you're going to be back. Well, you're technically back with us at 8:40 unless you want to jump on at 8:30 and we talk about Hope House a little bit. That's up to you.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Why don't we do that? So what we'll do is we'll get two songs in and then we'll jump in and we're just going to talk about Hope House a little bit because we do want to remind everyone about that. So we'll be back with you in about 9 minutes. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar that's brought to you by Pizza Ranch, Baraboo Music by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Princes, and then Emily. And I'll be back with you in just minutes on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Relax, don't you ever let's go out here now. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:31 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Now, Emily, you and I wanted to talk briefly because we have something big coming up on September 25th.
Yes, we do. So we are doing the annual Radiothon to raise funds for Hope House. This is an incredible organization. Its full name, Hope House of Central Wisconsin. I just want to read their mission statement right now. It's quite beautiful: to prevent abuse and to provide support to victims of domestic and sexual violence. This is big. Our service area includes Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. So yes, count them. That is five counties. That is a lot of people. If I was quick with math, I would tell you how many people are in those counties, equaling a number of, you know, the population being a certain amount, which is quite a lot if you think about those five counties. So, you know, they are available if you need support at any time. They've got a 24/7 confidential helpline, 1-800-584-6790, or the local number 608-356-7500. So there's so many ways to help Hope House. Of course, as a nonprofit and a charity, they definitely need to have funds at all time to be able to, I mean, just alone have people to answer those phones 24/7, right?
Exactly. And so we're trying to do our part. So next Thursday, September 25th, is a Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. That starts at 7 a.m. and that'll go until 4 p.m. or later, as long as we continue to get requests and donations in. $5 to get your request on the air, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to get the song out there you don't like. Now, that's a requested minimum donation. We have a lofty goal of $5,000 this year. We want to meet and exceed that to help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. If we exceed $5,000, Emily and I will get our fingernails painted purple and get our hair dyed purple in the month of October to support Purple Thursday. That's later on in October. So we will do that. We are trying to raise some money in advance as well to get this kicked off. If you'd like to make a donation in advance, you can email dave@max.fm, or you can also text 608-355-9970 to make arrangements for that donation. If we get to $2,500 by Friday, the host will do something absolutely insanely goofy the day of the request-a-thon. And we're not going to tell you what that is until Wednesday. But we need to get those checks to Hope House. So again, you just need to write a check out to Hope House and drop that off to the studio, and we will tally that up. And if we get to $2,500 by Friday, we'll do something goofy. But we're way short of that goal, and we are asking for your help. Now, the first person that does reach out to me, I will hook you up with a Max FM t-shirt. If you want to see what that t-shirt looks like, you can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page And I had my supervisor with one of those shirts on this morning.
And I kind of want to just run down, and all of these things are true. The great things that he's talking about are, before we hop off here, I just want to make sure that Dave has a chance to kind of explain how the Radiothon works in case you haven't been there. But where your money goes here to Hope House is, again, like I mentioned before, 24/7 confidential helpline, advocacy, supportive counseling, legal services, children's programming, shelter services, community education, and community partnerships. So that's just a list. And, you know, if you'd like to learn more, please go to hopehousescw.org. They've got a great site here that you can learn all you can about where your funds will go, where your donations will go. I actually just signed myself up on a personal note for the newsletter. I want to know what they've got going on at all times so I can know how to get in and help. And, you know, if people need support, we know they're there. Again, they're covering 5 counties. So, you know, they need this fundraiser. Dave, how does the Radiothon work real quick?
Okay, so the way it'll work is we will have a link on the max.fm website next Thursday where you can click that link to make the donation and request. We will also have that link on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. So we'll have both of those options available on Thursday, September 25th. So it'll be real easy. You'll click that link. That'll take you to the donation page. And then you'll make a donation to either have a request, dedication, or bump a song. Again, $5 gets your request on the air, $10 for a dedication, or $25 to bump the song that's on there that you don't want to hear. Just as a reminder, we only will play appropriate songs for radio, so we will have people screening those songs. And we don't want to be super repetitive, so we're asking for different songs by different artists as well. So we will do anything from Christmas music to polka to country. The airwaves are yours that day, so we look forward to that.
Fun. Yeah, I was listening to it last year and there was some, it got a little bit heated because somebody requested a song for that was a support song for a different football team.
Yes.
It was a Bears song. And then
it was.
There was some sass happening on the air and then there was some sass happening on the phone and then somebody bumped it and it was very funny to listen to. I really enjoyed it. So I'm very, very excited to be a part of this fundraiser and this Radiothon. So please, please come early, come by the office, come by the studio. To help and, you know, offer your donations ahead of time. We would love to get to our goal on Friday and then listen on Thursday the 25th and go ahead and tell everybody no. You know, tell everybody no because this is a cool thing. It's incredibly important to the community. This I have worked with nonprofits before in this type of work and it is really hard work. It's all from the heart and, you know, they always need donations.
Yes, they do. So again, hopehousescw.org. And the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon, September 25th. Emily, you're going to be back with us in about 6 minutes after we have a look at sports weather and music by Dexy's Midnight Runners on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Local Sports Report. Today we see Baraboo Thunderbirds girl varsity tennis golf at Beaver Dam at 3 p.m. The JV golf team will be playing Wanakee here in Baraboo at 3:30 p.m. We have girls varsity tennis playing Beaver Dam today at home at 4:15 p.m. with the JV team as well. 7th grade football will be playing at Toma at 4:30 p.m. And we also see that our middle school will be playing Toma at home. Our JV soccer team will be at the Oregon High School today playing at 5 p.m. Eighth grade football will be playing here at home versus Toma at 5 p.m. We have the girls Thunderbird varsity swim team playing at DeForest at 6 p.m. And then the boys varsity soccer team will be playing at Oregon High School at 7 p.m. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:43 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, we have our flash sale happening for just a few minutes longer over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off a $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine. That certificate is just $12.50 till 9 a.m. today. No code required. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Again, that flash sale is happening in our 15 minutes over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Also, the Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison on October 23rd to the 26th, bringing together authors and readers of all ages and interests. Don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach, alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writings this fall. For more information, go to max.fm. Emily, it is September 16th, and what do you see for calendar days today?
There's a lot on here, and some of them I'm confused about, so I'm going to just talk about the ones I understand. Today is Collect Rocks Day, and what is really peculiar to me about this is we like to talk a little bit, you know, we want to create images for you because we are just voices coming through the airwaves into your ears. But we like to create images for you with our voices. And what there's a collection of beautiful rocks in this photo. And the odd thing about it was yesterday I was on a walk, and I walked by a little table that said, "Free rocks. Collect if you like." And there was all these beautiful stones and rocks out. And so I took one because that's what it's for. It literally looks just like the rock on the top left of our picture, which I know you can't see. But essentially, it's a bunch of little tiny kind of amber colored small glass looking stones that conglomerate to make its own rock. And that, I mean, it literally is exactly like that. It's very bizarre. So anyway, what's going on out there in the cosmos? Who knows? But Collect a Rock Day, I was happy to have that in my pocket. I thought it brought me good luck. So look around on the ground today. It's always a good thing to remind yourself to look down and look up when you're out and about. It kind of brings you back to the moment. Also, I like this too. National Sit with a Stranger Day. I really kind of like that. Like everyone out there likes when people say hello on the street, right? And in the Baraboo community and surrounding communities, everyone is so friendly. People always say hello. So, you know, it's a nice idea to reach out to someone and just say, "Hey, having a good day? Great. Nice to see you. Hope your day goes great." That's what kind of we do on the radio, and we love when other people do that as well.
Yes, we do. It is also National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. I don't think I need to describe that one any further, but yes, Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. It's also...
Oh, it's all swirly.
Yeah, so that looks so good right now. It's also World Barber Day. Speaking of looking good, barbers make us look good. So thank our barbers today if you see them, Emily.
Absolutely. It's also National Step Family Day. I really appreciate that. I have steps. I think most people I know have step family members, and they are family. That is, there's nothing different. They oftentimes are the people who raise you and, or, you know, the people who you grew up with. And it is a real family. So celebrate that around you. It's also National Play-Doh Day. I love Play-Doh. I really do. Grew up with it. Kids played with it. It's really kind of been part of my life a lot. So Play-Doh is great. It's super relaxing to still play with Play-Doh or clay or whatever you can get your hands on. So highly recommend that. It's also Mexican Independence Day. That's one to celebrate for sure. And what else, Dave? There's a weird one on here. And I just, what the heck is this? Stay Away from Seattle Day?
What? I don't know.
I don't get it either.
Stay Away from Seattle Day. For some reason, that is not showing up on my list. So that is definitely an interesting one.
Stay Away from Seattle Day is very real and is celebrated every year. It is a much needed day off for the Emerald City from the influx of people coming in all year round. Oh, I get it. Okay, so this is in support of local Seattleans,
right?
Because they need a break from all the tourism.
Well,
I kind of love that. I hear that all day. Everybody that lives in a city that's got tourism is probably exhausted. So
I get it. I mean, some makes sense. It's Working Parents Day,
yeah,
too. So, you know, we thank all of our working parents because they're working twice as hard. Or it's Teenager Workout Day as well. So if you're a teenager, today's the day to get into working out or start a new workout plan. This one intrigued me is National Tattoo Story Day. So we celebrate those folks with tattoos and the stories behind them. Emily, do you see anything else on calendar days?
Trail of Tears Commemoration Day. That is huge. Please give that some thought today and look into that. Teach yourself a little something about what that means. Also, World Ozone Day. Let's protect that ozone, folks. It's all we got, really, to keep living like we do. So it's a good thing always to be thoughtful about the earth around you. And then Anne Bradstreet Day. And I don't know. Maybe I'm under the rock, but it is observed each year on this day, September 17th, the anniversary of Anne Bradstreet's death. She was a poet and a writer. She is considered one of the most important early English poets in North America, and was the first writer to get published in England's North American colonies. So that's a big deal. She was kind of an evolutionary poet. There was a time, believe it or not, that they did not encourage or even allow women to write creatively or at all. So anyone around us who is doing the creative work, keep on doing it. It kind of keeps us all going. So,
indeed. Oh, I do see one other. National IT Professionals Day. That's celebrated the third Tuesday of every September to recognize the technical experts, network engineers, system administrators, database admins, ethical hackers, and more types of IT professionals. So happy National IT Professional Day to all those IT professionals that are out there.
Absolutely. And you're one of them. So give yourself a little something to celebrate today, Dave. Go get yourself some cinnamon raisin bread, the swirly kind.
There you go.
That's exactly what you need.
Yes, it is. Yes. I had to share my breakfast here this morning, you know, because I had my supervisor in the studio, and I ended up sharing my breakfast with him. He had his breakfast before we left, and then he sat there and stared at me with those big brown eyes like, give me your food. So, yes.
You're not supposed to do that for several reasons. Don't let him boss you around. One, Stout, I know you're listening. And two, you got to be careful what you feed the dogs, man. They might end up, he might pay you back with some, you know, super smelly treats later.
Yeah, no, he's pretty, we know what his limitations are. So yeah, he was having the best morning of that. Now he's sitting in the chair supervising. So again, we are working towards our goal for Hope House Radio Requestathon. If you're interested in making a donation in advance, please text 608-355-9970 or email dave@max.fm to set that donation up. The first person that we hear from, we will hook up with some Max FM swag. And if you were curious what one of those t-shirts look like, go to the 997 Max FM Facebook page. We have a picture of my supervisor this morning wearing one of those t-shirts. So we want to get to our goal again. That is next Thursday, September 25th. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7:10 a.m.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great Tuesday. Another beautiful weather day. So get out and enjoy it. It is like summer outside. It feels great. So enjoy it. And however you can, treat yourself, treat the people around you. Be kind. Choose joy. And have a great Tuesday.
Have a great Tuesday. I'll hang out to 11 more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together, locations all over the area. Go check them out. And again, we can see them right over here from the corner of 3rd and Oak as well. Again, Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Hey friends, Craig here at the Baraboo Fresh Market, and it's time to fall into savings. In our meat department, stock up on certified Angus beef, boneless top sirloin steaks for $8.99 a pound, or whole pork butts, only $1.99 a pound. From the produce aisle, new crop Sunrise Orchards Macintosh apples, $2.99 for a 3-pound bag, and California red or green seedless grapes, just $1.79 a pound. Don't forget the spirit aisle, Sutter Home Wines, 1.5 liter, just $7.99 with an instant coupon. Shop fresh at Baraboo Fresh Market, Highway 33, right here in Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.